White people are gonna cry.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Milwaukee, stand yeah. up, yeah. stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And my question of the day. My question of the day, Truth Nation, I'm going to need y'all to tap in because I'm seeing something, and we touched on it during the Pop Culture Report. But my question of the day is, why do people expose their ex on social media? Why do people put out their relationship business on social media and they talk about their ex? And it's always in the breakup space. But what I'm saying is, in today's times, when it comes to relationships, social media plays a huge part in relationships that now you see the beginning and now people have to discuss the end. Like, and somebody told me that once you start using your relationship for content, you gotta end it. Like, and it's gotta be this big explosion on social media to end it now. Every time I look up now after, you know, the tax money then came and went. So I see a lot of people who got together in October. We call it boo season. They got booed up. October, November, December, January, February, the taxes came, or, you know, April. Now I'm seeing a lot of people online breaking up, exposing, you know. Is that the thing now for people to, I was with you, now I hate you. You know, I got to put this on social media. Why do people expose the person that they were with, that at one point they chose to be with? Why can't you just walk away? I don't know. Have you ever exposed a loved one on social media, or somebody you loved, or somebody that you was dealing with, and you tried to run the social media? I mean, is this the thing now, DJ Brother Z? You see it all the time. You see it all the time. That's my question of the day. why do people expose people that they're in a relationship with? Are they hurt? Is it valid? What else? What else it could be, DJ Brother Z? Bitter. I don't know. 833-212-1017. Talk to text. 833-212-1017. And it's a lot of times where now people saying that they checking people's social medias now, just like the job. If they out there being wild and crazy on social media, they don't take you serious. They not going to take you serious. A lot of people been putting their business on social media. And I'm telling you right now, a lot of people, before they get into serious relationships, they be checking folks, they post. It's a lot of information right there. The job doing it. Some of y'all ain't getting hired from what y'all posting on social media. Some of y'all don't even know why y'all didn't get that job. Well, they looked on your social media and you was wilding out, crashing out online. But I want to know, why do people expose their exes on social media? Why do they do that? You know, have you done that? Why did you do it? Are you putting that out there in the universe? 833-212-1017. I want to know because I'm starting to see a lot of it. I'm starting to wonder, okay, y'all had all this good time. Y'all was down at the lakefront. Y'all was, you know, having a good time. Now, you on the social media calling this person everything but a child of God. That's actually, to me, is a reflection on the person. But I want to know. Maurice M. in the chat says, social media has become the new diary. Looking for likes, sympathy, and sometimes just want to relate or be related, unfortunately. They're looking for attention. 833-212-1017. Let's get a poll up, DJ Buzzy, in the chat. Why do people expose somebody they was with? Like, is it they're upset? Maybe they got played. Maybe upset, they're angry. I don't know. 833-212-1017. Talk to text. 833-212-1017. It's the culture. Back in the day, people just broke up and you found out, you walked past somebody, hey, you still with such and such? No, we broke up 2 years ago. Man, I ain't even know. But now, in social media, hey, now I know that y'all broke up, when I'm going to get my turn? They got a person waiting for that slot now. They got what they call some people on the bench. Land a banana.
Hello.
You're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in. Why do people put their ex out there on Front Street when they break up?
Because, well, first of all, how you doing?
How you doing, Queen?
I'm all right, King. It's a lot of different reasons. The ones that I know, I've never done it before because I don't like drama. And once it's over between me and an ex, it's over. Because if I go online and talk about the ex, then the ex going to get upset, want to get in contact with me. And that's how the ex, you know what I'm saying? I don't want any kind. Once it's over, leave me alone, get out of my face. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people, they go to social media because sometimes they want to beat the other one to the punch and, you know, come out with a story because they probably knew they
shake
were
the
wrong.
Narrative.
And they know that, yeah, you know. And then some others, they'll just go online because they hurt. They just want to pour their heart out. And some people, they just messy like that. You know, whether it's true or not, they just messy. They just like drama. They, you know, that's their highlight of the day. What drama can they cause or get into today?
And then I'll tell you this, they enjoy the attention, you know, from it. Because
uh-huh.
Now we're so used to the drama online. You know, I seen that you broke up with your man. I'm trying to slide.
Yeah. You know, and then they'll say sometimes too, like, well, I'm dating your best friend now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
You know, and they go another.
That's revenge.
You know, you know, but that's messy too, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'm different. You know, once it's over. And whoever my ex been with, I don't care if it was like 20-some years ago, I would never, ever be with that person. I'm better than that. I can't. No. I don't do that. Or my sisters or family friends. I don't go with their exes or anything like that. You know, I don't do that.
So I'll tell you this. Sometimes when I see this, some people forget that when they expose their ex, you know, many times they may be exposing themselves, you know.
Right, you did say that. I agree.
You know,
because
in the house, in the bedroom they sleeping in, you were sleeping in there too.
Uh-huh. So what did I say about you?
Hey.
Like you said, you know, they just want to seem like, it's, sometimes they blame the victim sometimes, you know, and they want to come out to being the good person, you know, but it'll show up later in time because, you know, family members have done that to me. And, you know, people been believing this and this and that. And then they, you know, I still don't say anything. You know, they can say what they want to say. I don't say anything. I don't give them that attention. Because I don't want to have to do anything to do with them. And if I give them that attention, then there's an argument. I don't want you in my face. I'm not going to be in your face. So you can say all you want. They even write me letters too, Tori, the family member. And, you know, saying negative things about me, I don't even answer them. Because now they don't know if I received it or not.
You leave it in a space where you leave it unread.
Yeah. Well, no, I read it, but I ain't going to answer back. I ain't going to tell anybody about it either.
You don't want nobody to know how you feel about it.
I don't want anybody to know that I got the letter because I wanted to keep the person wondering because it was a negative letter. You know what I'm saying? I read it. So I didn't tell anybody. I didn't even answer the letter. I kept it wondering, like, dang, did she get the letter? Or, you know, because she didn't even, anybody told me she got the letter. She didn't write me back. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Hey, I got you, Lana. Hey, it's tough. But we living in a new day and age, Truth Nation. Not really, City Girl says. They try to expose the ex. They do it because they want validation or revenge. In other words, they are petty, impulsive, and emotionally unregulated. It's messy, but healing looks different for everyone. Hey, all I'm saying is, I told my son, I said, I don't know about your generation. Y'all wilding. Y'all on the internet, y'all out here, you know. It's some grown folks too now. It's, you know, I'll tell you this. We try to limit things to only young people doing this. No, it's grown folks crashing out too. You don't even see the balance anymore right now. It's either one extreme or the other extreme. You know, it's never in the middle. It's never reasonable many times. And I'll tell you this. This is what we got to understand, the psychological. It's a lot of psychological warfare going on. And many times they give you these tools, and many times they'll give you enough tools to destroy yourself. Brother Love, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Hello?
How you doing, Brother Love?
Hi. Hey, I'm doing good. How you doing, Tori?
Hey, why do people get online and expose they ex? Why they out here trying to expose? I see a lot of things. I'm seeing a lot of it now because it's going into the springtime. A lot of these people was together over the wintertime, booed up.
Hey man, it's the way God made it. But my ex story was such a great pleasure, and had such a sweet spirit, and she breathed healing into my spirit, and she made me go through the relationship successfully and cheerfully. And you know what I'm saying? And she was a real woman. And I give her that credit. But you know, Tori, people do it because, you know, I had to do that because other than that, I would have been caught up in a love triangle. Mm. I would have been caught up in a love triangle, soul ties.
You're trying to release yourself from the commitment or what?
Yes. Yes, because you be emotional. It takes so long to get over it. Mm. So, you know what I'm saying?
You let it out.
Yes. I had to cushion and soften the blow. That, you know what I'm saying? I'm not vindictive. I have no ill will, no hard feelings for my ex, and God bless her. And I absolutely wish her the best.
Okay, that's what's up. So it helped you out?
Yes, sir.
By being exposed?
Yes.
Okay. Hey.
Yes. God bless, brother.
That's what's up. Thank you, Brother Love, for tapping in. Thank you, Brother Love, for tapping in. And I'll say this, you know, I think that many times as people, you know, you got to bring attention to certain things. But when people rob people or take from people and unrightfully so, I think that's the only way to tell people, to alert them that this person is a thief or stealing or taking something that's not theirs or doing something that's detrimental, not only to the individual, but to others. So that does that kind of a way of putting that out there. That's, to me, is letting people know, hey, look, this person is taking people to the cleaners, or they're doing this type of behavior. It's kind of, you know, like a con job or something like that. I mean, I've seen all kinds of posts, but I'm just starting to see every year I see this online. Like in the wintertime, I see everybody getting in the relationship. It's getting cold out. And, you know, we from Wisconsin, so when it get cold, people start to hibernate. But as soon as the springtime come, you know, that's when a large amount of breakups start happening, because it's about to get hot outside. Maybe the taxes didn't got spent up. I don't know. It's just my, you know, opinion of how it happened. But I'm just starting to see the same thing I see all the time. And I'm just wondering why these people would go online and really just, why don't you just keep it moving, unless it was something to the degree where somebody was extremely harmed, or where there was kind of like somebody that harmed them in a way, maybe financially, where they probably took the money and probably doing it to a lot of people. I don't know. Whatever the reason is, I just say that, you know, I see a lot of this, and I just wonder why we run the social media when you're been, you've been in a relationship with this person. Y'all probably share some intimate moments, and then y'all just exposing it out there. Like Noni Ju said, they putting every, you know, they putting they pictures up, all this extra stuff. I don't know. It's a lot going on, but if you want to join the conversation, answer the question of the day, have you exposed the ex online, or have you actually, you know, walked away? How did you handle it? I don't know. I'm just asking, because back when we was coming up, we didn't have social media. When you broke up, it was, nobody knew what happened for years. Now they, hey, now it's out there tomorrow. 833-212-1017. Talk to text. 833-212-1017. 833-39 says, I think it's great to expose someone in their faults if they are not taking your advice and others to change the relationship to become better. If left alone, usually relationships become worse, like Chris Brown and Rihanna. The village doesn't stop raising the child. They help direct the relationships as well. Hey. 833-212-1017. Hey, I'm a leave the lines open. If you want to answer the question, I got a couple stories I want to get to. And I want to read some of this police complaint from the six-year-old who was recently shot himself due to grabbing a hold of a firearm. I want to read some of that. But when we come back, we got Eastside. Ron from the Eastside on the lines. When we come back, we'll talk to Ron. We got some talk to text. We got some people in the chat. We're going to try to get to it all when we get back. Truth Nation! Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, you already know I get excited when I talk about my friends at Cousin Subs, and I've been waiting for this one. It's party time at Cousin Subs, and for a limited time only, Cousins is bringing back their famous 2-foot party subs. Whether it's for the big game, family gathering, or work celebration, Cousin's 2-foot party sub is sure to be a crowd pleaser. Choose from the club, ham and provolone, the Italian special, or turkey. Each party sub is just $39.99, feeds 5 to 8 people, and requires 24-hour notice to order. Order in-store, online, or in their app. For a limited time, Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Also, April is Financial Literacy Month. The Truth has you covered on learning about how you can best manage your finances. All April on Jamming with Juice. Ben Jammin and Carrie Noni Juice will speak with Nina Johnson, Senior Vice President of Wisconsin Branch Bank, Marketing Leader from US Bank. They will discuss financial strategies and tools they offer to their customers to help enhance your financial management skills. Financial Literacy Month on the award-winning 1017 The Truth is sponsored by US Bank. Visit your local US Bank branch today. Salute to Senior Vice President and Wisconsin Branch Banking Market Leader of U.S. Bank, Nina Johnson, for doing that conversation. Hey, it's going to be powerful. Hey, look, we got Ron on the lines. How you doing, Ron?
Yo, thanks for taking my call, man. Listen, you know, I don't want to make this a male-female thing, but why is it that it seems like when people do the exposing, it'd be mostly female. And I know that because I hear it all the time and I see it all the time. And I say it like this. if it ain't no financial stuff or no domestic violence or anything like that, if he broke up with you, just break up with him and that's it. Why you gotta go online and
have this big firework moment? I call it the 4th of July moment where they want to explode.
Yeah, they crash out because he don't want you no more. Hey, if you got it like that, go get you another. You found that one, go get you another one. If you got it like that, but if not, that's the only man that's in the world for you. I don't get it. It's mostly female. I know some guys too, but I know a guy. He actually got burnt by a girl, and he ain't exposed her yet. And then it got burnt. And let me tell you, he is suffering in silence, literally. Dude, he changed his underwear like it ain't nothing.
Oh,
but
wow.
He got burnt. He ain't exposing the girl. I would have exposed it. I would expose her for real. But that's just me. All right, bro. Thanks for the call.
All right, Ron. Hey, look, I see that many times the male and the female that does this, I think that many times it's to be a lot. It be they hurt. They be, something took place. And they want to let everybody know. But I'll tell you this, it just gets nasty. And it feeds into these narratives of, male and female. I see it from all communities, too. LGBTQ, they do it. I see a lot of these different domestic situations going to online for relief, I guess, DJ Brother Z. I don't know. But we got a poll in the chat. Take the poll. Why do people expose their ex? Maybe we left something out, DJ Brother Z. I don't know. But I see it happening, and it's about to get springtime. Maurice M says, he's in the chat, says it's about to get to springtime. It's about to be that time of the year where people want to get outside. He says, Tori, apparently when it's cold, some of them are looking for a roof based on most trending videos. It's a hot girl summer is coming. City girls are outside. City boys is outside. We ready to hunt. Hey. He said, he put an ad Atlanta Banana in the chat. Says it's open season. They getting ready. They got their, it's time to find some new relations. Well, I'm going to leave the lines open. Where they at on the poll, DJ Brother Z? Where we at on the poll in this? In the chat?
38% of people say that they expose their exes because they're petty.
Mm-hmm.
38 say that they're upset, and 28 or 23 say that they don't know how to react.
Oh, wow. It's kind of balanced. It sounds kind of balanced, DJ Brother Z. But I'll say this. At the end of the day, I just raise an eyebrow when I see it. But I want to go into this story about Carmelo Anthony, the young man that has recently been arrested for at the track meet. He is now facing charges where he stabbed someone at the track meet, but he said it was self-defense. I don't know if y'all been following this story. I don't know if y'all been paying attention. I know that Elizabeth Brown been keeping me in the loop. I've been dealing with a lot of things in my community, but I've looked up and saw this story, and I've been trying to get all the information. I think we have a news article on this. If we're watching as we broadcast live, I formed an opinion. I sat back and watched this situation develop. But once again, a young man is now being charged with first-degree murder of a student during a track meet. I'm seeing a lot of social media posts about this. I'm seeing a lot of people chime in. A lot of it is racially charged. But we got some video if you're watching as we broadcast live on YouTube. Let's listen.
New details about the killing of Austin Metcalf, the student stabbed at a high school track meet near Dallas. According to the arrest affidavit, 17-year-old Carmelo Anthony has confessed to the killing, saying he was trying to protect himself.
He knew how much I loved him, how much I'd do for him, anything. I'd do anything for him.
Hunter Metcalf says he held his twin brother, Austin, as he was dying.
I tried to whip around as fast as I could, but I didn't see the stab, but then halfway through my And I look at my brother, and then I'm not going to talk about the rest. So.
It happened at the district championship meet in Frisco. Hunter says his brother had asked Carmelo to move his seat because he was sitting under the wrong tent. A witness says Carmelo replied, "Touch me and see what happens." And when Austin grabbed him, Carmelo allegedly pulled a knife.
They asked him to move. And when Austin grabbed his backpack to take it, he stabbed him in the chest and killed him.
He's now charged with first-degree murder.
Just because the kid was mad, my son is not here anymore, and I don't understand it.
Austin is being remembered as an honor student with aspirations to play college football. Despite the shocking loss, Austin's father says he chooses forgiveness over anger.
I forgive the other person because the forgiveness is not for him. The forgiveness is for me, so I can have peace. His life is destroyed. My life is destroyed.
The arrest affidavit says that.
All right, well, I'll tell you this. When I look at this story, I'm looking at the comments, and I'll say this. When you talk about something that could be ongoing, see, a lot of this seems like before this track meet, there were things going on. And we're starting to hear comments from those that were living around them that something happened with the girlfriend where the young man that was stabbed, Metcalf, the junior that was stabbed, it seems like there was an altercation with the brothers and another situation with the girlfriend somewhere where Carmelo got engaged in a situation where it got physical. So a lot of this was brewing. A lot of this was brewing until the track meet when the tent situation took place. It seems like when the tent situation took place, there was already tension between the two. And maybe a certain level of bullying that had taken place. And we're seeing and people are commenting that there's a lot to this story. You hear the twin brother speaking out, saying that he won't talk about certain details. But I think that him and his brother, when they tried to remove him from the tent and got aggressive, a lot of people said they could have went somewhere else and got an adult. It seems like there could have been other measures, but due to the tension between the parties that have already been there, that was underlining, and then it resulted to this situation where eventually Metcalf, the 17-year-old junior of Memorial High School in Frisco, was stabbed, and now Carmelo Anthony is now in custody, and the lawyers are arguing to reduce the bail. They got his bail set at $1 million. They're trying to reduce the bail. They're also claiming that this was self-defense, that he was aggressed first by the young man. So it's a lot, and people are picking sides. People are taking sides. There's GoFundMe's going. The dad has a GoFundMe for his son. People in this case that they're considering the victims in this case, they're saying that they have a GoFundMe. A lot of these things are being fueled. A lot of racial rhetoric going on. A lot of people are saying that the full story will come to light, that Carmelo was reacting in self-defense. When you hear the twin talking, the twin spoke on, I think, Fox News and a couple other stations. He's stuttering, is shifting his voice a lot. A lot of people are saying that maybe he's not fully telling exactly what he saw because he doesn't want to incriminate or give leverage to Carmelo Anthony due to the fact that it could have been self-defense. I don't know, because he's kind of pausing and he's kind of stuttering on the story. He got a couple different times where he said he wouldn't comment on certain things. So ain't no telling what really truly happened. They do have witnesses in this situation, multiple witnesses. And we're waiting for, you know, this to come out. I think that right now we're watching something brewing in Texas. I'm going to try to keep everybody up to date. I know that Elizabeth Brown was commenting on this online. She made a couple posts about some of the things that they were posting as far as Carmelo's image, you know, that this kid was a 4-point student. Both of these students were college athlete, well, college bound, because they were being recruited as athletes. On both sides, they got pictures of the victim in this situation holding guns. They got different situations where people are coming forward to saying that there may have been some type of other altercations where Carmelo Anthony was the one that was being aggressed. And now it just kind of culminated in this track meet where neither one of them was running track that day. So I don't know why he thought that he could move somebody from the track tent where he wasn't even participating. Maybe he should have found somebody. They said if he may have went and got an adult or somebody to complain to, that this probably wouldn't be one of the stories that's out here on the streets. I'll tell you this. I'm still waiting for a couple more things to unfold. Not really. A city girl says he definitely could have asked him better. He should have found a different seat instead of starting and escalating problems that ultimately ended his life. Atlanta Banana said the white boy escalated the situation when he grabbed his backpack. Yeah, I mean, they're saying that there had been other aggression ideas dealing with the situation. And a lot of people are saying they're making this a black and white situation where the white victim in this situation, Metcalf, had, you know, wrote on Facebook something about, you know, allegedly that he would, if he would, with the word monkey in it on his Facebook. I don't know. It's a lot going on. I don't know. With AI nowadays, I kind of try to, you know, tread a little lightly when it comes to a lot of these things, because a lot of people will make up something for their side. But I'll tell you this. A lot of the witnesses saying that this wasn't, these people knew each other. They were familiar with each other. Hey, if y'all want to chime in on what's going on down in Texas, 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. RC says, allegedly he was holding an airsoft gun, a BB gun in the photo, but the gun holding black person plays on a stereotype. That's what they're saying, that it was a BB gun. There's no reason to grab anyone unless you want problems. And I'll tell you this, if you're going to confront somebody and y'all know y'all got tension, and if there's previous tension, he should have gotten some other adult to get involved if he really felt that way about being under the tent. That's all I'm going to say, because if there's previous existing issues, then why would he try to confront him? And you know, like I said, a lot of people thinking that there's more to this story. Carmelo Anthony says that he is innocent. He even confessed that he did it. He didn't try to hide it. He told the police that, you know, he was acting and defending himself. So we'll see how this plays out. I've been watching this story. I've been looking into it. I'll tell you this. When you have underlining issues, and if there's racial, especially if there's some type of racial tension going on, we don't know to what extent if that's the case. But, you know, it seemed like that day, it came to a halt. It came to a head. 9482 says, I think it stems from somebody that really don't like you. He's talking about the relationships. He's talking about the relationship idea. When we come back, we'll have more conversation. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Yo. I go by the name of Pharrell from the Neptunes. And I just want to let y'all know,
I'm your pusher.
The world is about to feel something that they never felt before.
Truth Nation, our fourth annual Tory Lowe Community Cleanup is on Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. We want you to be there. Go to Truth Community Cleanup to sign up and volunteer to help keep Milwaukee clean. Everyone who registers for the last cleanup site will get a free lunch provided by Cousin Subs. Register today at truthcommunitycleanup.com to clean and beautify our city together. The Tory Lowe Community Cleanup is on Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. and presented by 1MKE. We are 1MKE. Sponsored by Cousin Subs, U.S. Cellular, Landmark Credit Union, Raise Coca-Cola, and Waste Management. Also calling all Black-owned business owners and entrepreneurs. We're looking to share your stories about your growth. We have teamed up with Associated Bank for our Black-owned business give back. Each quarter, four lucky business owners will win an opportunity to spotlight their brand and journey on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. To set up for your business spotlight, visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. That's blackbusinessgiveback.com. Let's rebuild our community's backbone right here on The Truth. For official contest rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com. Associated Bank, member FDIC. Before we went to break, I was trying to read this talk to text. It was about the question of the day. Why do people get online and expose they ex? 9482 says, I think it stemmed from somebody not really liking you from the jump, but like the way you make them feel, sex, money, attention. You might be funny or entertaining, whatever. But once everything ran its course, then they want to expose you. Hurt people, hurt people. Hey, look, I'll tell you right now. With relationships like these, who need enemies? Sleeping with the enemy. I remember I used to, when I was a little kid, it was a movie I called Sleeping with the Enemy. And, you know, now you seeing that, okay, if y'all was that close to where y'all was actually, you know, why would y'all all of a sudden, boom, you know, switch up like that? It's drastic. They say it's a thin line between love and hate. But if you want to chime in on the question of the day, 833-212-1017. Talk to text, 833-212-1017. We got some people in the chat. I don't know if they comment right now on the Texas situation with Carmelo Anthony and Metcalf, or are they talking about the question of the day? I gotta really look at that. But the family of the six-year-old young boy that was, that lost his life due to getting his hands on a gun in the home was here yesterday on the show. And I got a lot of people reacting to that. And the criminal complaint is now out. And Homer Blow sent me the criminal complaint. And, you know, sometimes when you talk to the families when they're grieving, and grandma was in the studio and she was released, so she wasn't considered a person that would be charged in the situation. But the mom and the uncle is the subject that has been charged. These are people that are now facing charges. And I'm looking at the police complaint, and salute to Homer Blow for sending me the police complaint. It says that the Milwaukee Police Department, they found video footage. The Milwaukee Police Department recovered surveillance video of two subjects fleeing the residence after the shooting. They're saying that the surveillance video from the alley captured one of the two male subjects concealed an object underneath the city of Milwaukee garbage can in the alley. Then they show a picture below. It's a screenshot of the video capturing the male subject, later determined to be Quintel Collins, concealing a firearm underneath the city of Milwaukee. Also, they found the gun on surveillance as well. And I guess the uncle was trying to hide the gun. I guess this is what's in the police complaint. And there's video of him. They're saying that there's a video of him. They screenshot videos of the uncle holding guns. After reviewing the Instagram video, they're saying that they saw individuals leaving the residence immediately after the young king was shot. One of the subjects placing a firearm underneath the garbage can, and it's confirmed that it was the uncle. And I guess there was also a high-speed chase, some kind of chase. But like I said, when we talk about these situations and the families and the things that's going on, when we read the police report and you see that the reactions many times are questionable, and we have to read it. We have to let everybody know, because once again, we have done our job with trying to help this family memorialize and help bury the young man. There is a GoFundMe for young King who lost his life due to where he got a hold of a firearm. And now we have to talk about who's involved in this and the mind frame behind it and what happened. And they're saying that Quintel Collins flees from police at speeds that exceeded of 80 miles an hour on Milwaukee streets. From Glendale Avenue, a black 2015 Jeep Cherokee turned southbound on Sherman Boulevard into the wrong lane of travel and hit an estimated speed of 50 miles an hour before turning eastbound to Hope Avenue. Once on Hope Avenue, the black 2015 Jeep Cherokee hit an estimated speed of 83 miles an hour in a 25 miles per hour zone, fleeing continued into multiple different streets, including 35th Street, where the black 2015 Jeep Cherokee hit an estimated of 75 miles per hour in the 30 mile per hour zone. A eventually stop sticks deployed stopped the vehicle between 36th Street and 37th Street. So it's a lot that's going on with the situation with the uncle, with the video of him posting of him with guns and things like that. So, like I said, it's a tragic situation. It's a tragic situation. And the mom is being charged for neglect. The uncle is facing several charges when it comes to this, even where he was a felon and he was having a gun. They're saying there's a phone with text messages in the phone where there's an exchange of a conversation about the guns in the phone. So all I'm saying is it's a lot. It's very complicated with this situation where they have evidence, video. And like I said, this is one of those situations where you cannot neglect. When you have firearms, you can't have people mishandling firearms, being irresponsible with firearms, especially when there's children around. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yeah. Hey. Go and get you some money or something. Truth Nation, gear up for a great time as Sports Milwaukee host. Milwaukee Tailgate Week presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook, set for April 24th to the 26th. Milwaukee Tailgate Week features a variety of gridiron activations for all ages, steeped in Milwaukee's iconic sports history, attractions, brews, restaurants, and venues. As the 2025 draft takes center stage in Green Bay, Sports Milwaukee and the Cream City are excited to welcome the football world back to Wisconsin. Get 50% off general admission tickets by using promo code VISIT. For tickets, go to visitmilwaukee.com. No, that's visitmilwaukee.org/tailgate. visitmilwaukee.org/tailgate. Brought to you by Visit Milwaukee. Handcrafted, homegrown, world class. Hey, look, I'm going to tell you right now, we've been looking in the chat. They've been talking about these people out here exposing their relationships online. Some people say it's valid, DJ Brother Z. Some people, when they post the pictures of people sleeping on the air mattress or whatever they doing, you know, it's, you know, trying to make people think less of that person. I don't know. Sometimes it backfires. Because you was sleeping on that, you was doing that too. Y'all exposing people dirty draws now. Well, you was loving it. You was loving their dirty drawers. Hey, why, instead of taking a picture, why you didn't go throw them in a washing machine? I'm just saying. It's a lot going on. We're going to try to continue the conversation on the other side. Not really a city girl, says Tory. Why? D. didn't they get up on your show yesterday withholding the real story? Who really shot King? These are all questions. They say that he shot himself, but it was due to the neglect of a weapon where he got a hold of it. And then that's how it happened. He got a hold of one of the weapons and they shot himself. I guess the mother owned the weapon. I guess in the police report, they're saying that the uncle had guns as well in the house. And like I said, this is what's on the police report. And when you have tragedy in the community, and many times when you have to have the full understanding of what took place, you know, the police report comes out and you got to see that there were other activities going on with the uncle. There's information that the police are giving out. If you can get the police report, thank God to Homer Blow, who sent me the police report after the show yesterday. It was things that he read about the police report. He do the police report. But as an advocate, I still have to look at the child. Many times I look at the children involved. And I have to work toward their best benefit many times. So I make sure that we do our part. We still do our part when it comes to the young king that lost his life. And we're working to make sure that he has a proper burial and things like that. So that's happening right now. And like I said, let justice be served. If it was wrong, if they was wrong, then let that be the case and let the justice door swing the way it need to swing. But like I said, we have to do our part. There was a young child harmed in the city of Milwaukee. And like I said, I've worked for many different times where some child got shot in the city of Milwaukee or they shot themselves. So this is nothing new in my world. And we just want to make sure we do our part on the behalf of many times these young people. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lanez.